the big debate in Tim Ward's last week, we have been telling people who use the MyCard system to get their benefits, and this has been used since 2009, that the cards are hardwired and actually will stop working at the end of the year, and therefore we need a replacement to it. We'd put out a whole range of different replacements. We try to engage with people, but we still have about 600 people who haven't contacted us yet in terms of getting the benefits paid directly into their bank accounts or other ways of doing it. And so Tim Ward last week passed a motion unanimously, as you say, to extend the MyCard system for those people who can't get bank accounts or can't use the bank accounts as a payment exemption service. And what we're trying to do at the moment is get in contact with all those people to reassure them that they'll get their benefits, but make sure they get that in a timely way on the run-up to Christmas.
Now, you mentioned there that this is for people who can't access bank accounts for whatever reason. How are you going to ensure that this is only rolled out to those who need it?
Well, what we've done is transfer the vast majority of people already onto their existing bank accounts. We also know, for instance, that over 100 people use MyCard but also get different benefits paid directly into their bank accounts. And they'll all be being told by letter that all their benefits will be going straight into their bank accounts. But for those people who are left, what we've organised on Wednesday this week is a drop-in session between 9:30 and 12:30 at Markwell House. Get all the four high street banks involved to help people who have struggled to get bank accounts set up, to get basically a basic bank account which will allow them to have money transferred into their account, but also allow them to make car payments and things like that a lot of us take for granted. We're also trying to work with those people who, for whatever reason, can't get a bank account or aren't able to use a bank account, to provide a new MyCard from the 1st of January as a payment exemption service that they'll be able to use at the post office. So what we're trying to do is cover everyone, because obviously people on benefits span between young families getting child benefits to elderly people getting pensions. We need to make sure we can work individually with all of them to ensure that they get the benefits that they're eligible for.
Now, what happens when we come towards the end of the scheme again? So in a year's time, and some users may still be without a bank account, without another way to receive their payments. What are you going to be doing between now and then to make sure that those people are supported?
We've got a whole range of schemes underway, working with commercial organisations to allow people to get benefits in other ways if they can't get a bank account. For instance, for those people who don't contact us and when the MyCards stop working and haven't applied for a new MyCard, we will be issuing them with checks that either can be paid into a bank if they've got a bank account, or taken to the post office and cashed there. So we do have ways of doing that, but we're also looking at other ways of dealing with people who struggle with getting bank accounts, who struggle with automatic payments, to make sure that everyone on our island is taken forward with this transition away from an old legacy system, and we can make sure we can help them with that. But it is very important for those people who haven't contacted us yet to do so, because, as I said, the MyCards that they've got at the moment in their pockets stop working at the end of the year. We need to make sure that if they have money left on that account, that they can draw that down, but also from the beginning of the year that they get the right payments that they need.
Now, reflecting on the debate in Tim Ward last week, you yourself had brought forward an amendment saying that there'd be some more detail coming in Tim Ward next month. That didn't seem to be particularly well received, and then the Chief Minister brought his amendment the next day. Why did it come from the Chief Minister? Why was it not Treasury that brought that forward?
Part of it is just procedural. So, again, we've been working on this for the last year. We told people around about this time last year that we'd be ending the MyCard service. We haven't had the full engagement of all the people who use the service, and I'm sorry about that, because we've reached out to them with three different letters and trying to get in contact with them if they come into the benefit service. What happened was that Tim Ward wanted more answers than I could give them at the time. And so, because I'd moved the amendment already, I couldn't then move another amendment. That's the way Tim Ward works. So we had a meeting. We got clarification from the post office exactly what they could provide for us in terms of MyCard, that they could do it in the right time scale that Tim Ward had insisted on. And so the Chief Minister brought forward an amendment. And really what this means is that we've got the guarantee for all those people who might be worried about getting benefits that we can provide their benefits. But again, we need for those people to engage with us, and we need for those people to contact us to tell us how, from the 1st of January next year, they wish their benefits to be paid.
Now, this has seen the word U-turn being thrown around again. There have been a number of decisions in this administration that have been labelled as U-turns. Why is it that government announces things and then the backbenchers get quite lively and then it's taken away again? Is government afraid to make unpopular decisions?
No, I don't think government is afraid to make unpopular decisions, but we also have a democracy in the oldest continuous parliament in the world. And when Tim Wald passes a motion unanimously that you should continue to provide the MyCard for those people who need a payment exemption service, it's absolutely right that government responds to those parliamentary demands and provides them. But we also, as part of that motion, was that we will continue to develop longer-term methods of payments of benefits and pensions to users without access to a bank account, and then report back to Tim Wald no later than 6 months. So it was Tim Wald basically saying, we're not happy with the speed of change, we want you to slow down, we want you to come back with definite operational policies for us before you switch off the entire MyCard service. But again, these cards are hardwired to not work from the 1st of January 2026, so it's really important that we engage with all the people who are currently using MyCards.
Now, Minister, just a follow-on really from Sian's question. You know, this could be described as the latest crisis for the Cannon administration. It was very contentious, that debate last week. It got very heated. It was very lively. So do you think this just further erodes public confidence in the government?
No, I don't, actually. I agree with you. The debate was quite heated at times, quite bad-tempered at times. Which is unfortunate, because the our parliament is very, very important in terms of the scrutiny of government policy. And when parliament feels that we're not doing things in the right way, it's absolutely right that government respond to that. And sometimes change track, and sometimes slow down, and sometimes speed up. That's how Tim Wald works. I think what we're doing here is trying to modernise the benefits system. We've had conversations previously about people being able to apply for their benefits online. So more and more people are using these services. It's faster, it's more efficient, it's more secure. But we have to make sure that as we transition to new, more efficient, and more cost-effective services, that we don't leave people behind. And Sian, you asked about the overall cost of this. And will these changes cost money? Yes, they will do in the short term. But in the long term, it's absolutely right that we get the right systems going forward. So we will be coming back next year in terms of those people who can't get bank accounts, who need benefits, how we can cater for them wherever they live on the island.
Well, let's just go back to the debate last week, because there were suggestions of your ministerial resignation. So over the last few days, have you questioned your position? And as you sit here this morning, actually, as you really think about your position as Treasury Minister after all of this, is it tenable going forward?
I always thank my lucky stars that I was made Treasury Minister. It's an incredibly privileged position to be in, and I don't take that for granted at all. Again, what I'm tasked with is delivering a balanced budget next year to respond to the UK budget this week. MyCard is only one of lots of different programmes that are being carried out by Treasury to ensure that we can provide the right standard of living for all the people who live on this island. We can do that through the benefit system, through the taxation system, through the national insurance system, and through the overall system that's backed by the economic strategy and the island plan, in terms of raising median incomes, in terms of economic growth on the island, in terms of skills, and in terms of employment. So I am there as Treasury Minister. I hope to be there next week, and I look forward to working with Tim Wald members in terms of the real opportunities we have to improve the standard of living on the island and protect us from some of the challenges we face. We were talking about Moneyval earlier, but all the other challenges we have around the world.
So you're still absolutely confident then in your position and the team behind you?
I'm absolutely confident in the team behind me. We've got a great Treasury team. We've got some people who are really committed, from the Social Security Division, the staff who work there day in, day out with benefit claimants, to the rest of the Tim Wald team, to do the best for our country.
So just a quick bit of clarity, because over the weekend we had a couple of listeners getting in touch who do have bank accounts. They use the MyCard service at the moment. They have bank accounts, but they really would still prefer cash. This is not for those people, this extension. It's for people without bank accounts who have no other way of receiving payments.
That's right. I mean, what we're doing is responding to some of the concerns from Tynwald members, including the Lord Bishop, who spoke last week about those people who can't get a bank account or can't use a bank account, and making sure there's a payment exemption service there. We also had last week a report, and then the annual report from the Isle of Man Post Office, showing some of the challenges they were having with less people sending letters and therefore the strains on their retail service and the retail network. It's absolutely right that we modernise the way we pay benefits, but make sure that for those people who do perhaps fall through the cracks, there is a safety net there for them.
Now, you mentioned that on Wednesdays there is this drop-in session for anyone who needs help, anyone who needs a bit of advice. For anyone who can't make that, what other support is available?
Well, what we've done is set up for HSBC, Lloyds, Barclays and the Isle of Man Bank to have representatives at Markwell House between 9:30 and 12:30 to help people who haven't been able to previously open bank accounts. We've also worked with the banks in terms of what identification people might need and ways around some people not having photographic ID to open basic bank accounts. What we'll be doing is getting the feedback from the Wednesday drop-in and then seeing how we can try to reach those other people around the islands who may not be able to open bank accounts. About 45% of the remaining MyCard users are in the Douglas and Onchan area, so that should cover a lot of people. But we'll be working with the banks and looking at the feedback from Wednesday and seeing how else we can help people, whether they're in the west, the north or the south, to open a basic bank account. Because again, access to bank accounts is incredibly important nowadays in terms of paying bills, but also ordering things online or even getting on and off the island.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.